Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, December 1st, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Democrats select a new leader in the House. San Francisco unveils killer robots to fight crime. A UN report finds half the world's democracies are in decline. Fleetwood Mac co-founder Christine McVie dead at 79. Also ahead, a hard look at the FBI. But first, House Democrats choosing New York Congressman Hakeem Jeffries as the next Speaker of the House. The 52-year-old will be the first African-American to lead a major political party in Congress. Outgoing Speaker Nancy Pelosi praised the selection, quote, "A new day is dawning. I'm confident these new leaders will guide our caucus and the Congress in the years ahead," unquote. Back in Mrs. Pelosi's district, the San Francisco Police Department will soon deploy a fleet of robots capable of inflicting lethal damage. City supervisors approved the measure Wednesday. The wheel devices are controlled by remote control. The robots will not be armed with guns, but with explosive charges that can neutralize bombs and gunmen. The decision to use robot deadly force can only come from the chief of police or the mayor of San Francisco. A report from the UN finds half the world's democracies in decline. The phenomenon called backsliding shows a number of countries flirting with authoritarianism, most in the former Soviet bloc and South America. Nations on the backsliding list include Brazil, Hungary, India, Poland, Guatemala, and the USA because of the abortion ruling. Fleetwood Mac co-founder Christine McVie died Wednesday following a short illness at the age of 79. According to a statement, Ms. McVie passed away peacefully at a hospital surrounded by her family. Christine shared songwriting duties alongside Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham. She wrote multiple number one hits, including Don't Stop, Dreams, and Little Lies. Great group, Fleetwood Mac. In a moment, perhaps big lies coming from the FBI. Next.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Many Americans no longer trust the Federal Bureau of Investigation. That's because the agency had a strident anti-Trump bias. Now, last month, FBI Chief Christopher Wray appeared before the House of Representatives and once again was grilled about the Bureau's knowledge and possible participation in the events of January 6th. Here's what he said.
To the extent that there's a suggestion, for example, that the FBI's confidential human sources or FBI employees in some way instigated or orchestrated January 6th, that's categorically false.
But Mr. Wray completely avoided the two most important questions. Did undercover FBI agents go to the Capitol, and did they know there would be a riot in advance? The New York Times reported on November 14th, the FBI had as many as 8 undercover agents inside a group called the Proud Boys, a leading organization behind a riot. If that's true, we the people deserve to know what the FBI had learned in advance. Did they know about the riot? Now, the Washington Post also reported similar information, and these are liberal papers. Although both newspapers continue to use anonymous sources, so information is suspect. Now, I don't know what happened. I do know the Republican-controlled House will be deeply involved in trying to find out if the FBI did anything untoward on January 6th, which is a good thing. We the people deserve to know if the most powerful law enforcement agency in the world is corrupt. Now, again, I don't know what happened. I don't know if the FBI had agents inside the Capitol during the riot, but it's possible. It's certainly possible. And I don't know if the Bureau had information there would be a riot in advance. And what did they do with that information, if that's true? There's a lot of ifs here. I understand that. And as a fair correspondent, I'm not convicting the FBI. But I am saying, as an American citizen, I have lost a lot of faith in that agency. Director Wray should be upfront with the American people. He doesn't have to say micro, well, this FBI agent did this or that. He doesn't have to do that. He just has to say generally what happened vis-a-vis the FBI on January 6th in a general way. And then he can say, I can't comment further. But we don't know, and many, many Americans believe the FBI did, again, I'm going to use this word, untoward things on January 6th. But I trust that Congress will expose some of this. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I proved the message by writing it. I hope you go to BillO'Reilly.com. That's where we live. And we have the best, smartest, most honest analysis of the news. Also, my book, Killing the Legend, still going great. Makes a terrific holiday gift. In a moment, something you might not know. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Since the 1990s, one American family has been synonymous with scandal, wealth, and reality TV. They have been omnipresent for so long, it's difficult to remember a time they were not in the tabloid media. Here is the story behind the Kardashians. It all began with Robert Kardashian, the patriarch of the family, a lawyer who helped free O.J. Simpson during the trial of the century. Mr. Kardashian had 4 children with his wife, Kris, Courtney, Kim, Khloe, and Robert Jr. After a divorce, Kris Kardashian went on to marry Olympic athlete Bruce Jenner, who is now a transgendered woman, Caitlyn Jenner. The Kardashians' foray into television began in 2003 when Kim was paired with socialite and growing TV star Paris Hilton. The Kardashian ladies soon appeared in a handful of reality programs throughout the decade, pretty much doing and saying nothing. Now, the reason that Kim Kardashian got her big break was a sex tape. You may remember that. The family launched an apparel line called Dash in 2006, along with a series of other businesses. Their program, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, debuted in October 2007. Immediately, it became a number one show for young Americans. Kim Kardashian married rapper Kanye West in 2014. Their divorce was settled just this week. Today, the family operates an empire valued at, ready, $2.5 billion. Their brands include fashion, exercise apparel, food products, production studios, even luxury travel. The Kardashian family is valued at $1.1 billion in personal assets. And here's something else you might not know. The Kardashians remain the highest paid celebrities on social media. If you want Kim to plug your product on Twitter or Facebook, it'll set you back about $30,000 a post. So why are we telling you all this? Well, it all comes back to capitalism and the Dire Straits band. Money for nothing. Ain't capitalism great? Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.